A Radio 191 FM podcast.
They're coming to us live from an airport over in, I assume, Melbourne. They're going to be playing at the Crown tomorrow evening with Lord Rochester. It's Jake Dingo from Drunk Mums coming on to talk about the New Zealand tour and their show at the Crown tomorrow. Good morning to you, Jake. How are we?
Morning, Zach. Doing well.
I'm glad to hear.
Yeah, up nice and early because we're a couple of hours before you. At the airport and ready to come over and rock it.
Are you 3 hours before at the moment?
Well, we just got daylight savings, so we're 2 hours early at the moment. Changed.
Right. Because I was talking to someone last week, and they had to get up at like 6 to talk to me, and I felt so bad for putting them through that.
It's all good. Early wake-ups are good. Mm. More of the day.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you have that opinion. I'm really happy you have that opinion. Do you how do you get when you go into an airport? Do you get stressed out, or are you cool as a cucumber?
Well, I just went to the airport chemist looking for a nicotine gum, mm-hmm. and yeah, she pretty much was disgusted at that question. So doing all right, just on the coffees and trying not to think about cigarettes.
Good. I hope you can continue to think about to not think about them, because they are ridiculously expensive over here in New Zealand. You don't want to be spending any of that precious tour money on horrible little death sticks.
I know, straight up.
Now, Drunk Mums, great band name. Are these mums, are they wine drunk? Are they gin drunk? Dare I say beer drunk?
Oh, they're just jolly, I guess.
Just jolly? No particular style of drunk mum?
Nah, it's pretty broad, but yeah, open to all drunk mums.
That's fantastic. I read on an interview with Under the Radar, who are sort of arranging the tickets for your tour at the moment, that you met Chopper once when you were young. Did you meet the comedian or the actual guy?
The actual guy. We accidentally went into one of his locals and, just got the obituary picture with him, and it was very nice. It didn't seem like he was going to hurt us or nothing, but yeah, good guy, unless you do him over, I guess.
Yeah, which you probably wouldn't really be able to do. I wouldn't say he's a very, very intimidating man. But I'm glad you had a very, very positive experience. How old were you?
Probably like 10 or something.
Whoa.
Classic picture.
Oh, that's so awesome. Do you still have it?
Yeah, still got it. Yeah.
Nice. Stoked. Nice. That's so solid.
Yeah. But because we're coming over on tour and we're bringing this guy called Slim Krusty. And yeah, he's a bit of a character. Some people might know him, but yeah, he's with us at the airport now. And yeah, stoked to be having him aboard. He's like this bit of a folk, like bogan folk, I would say. Tattoos from head to toe. Interesting looking character. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so he's just rocked up at the airport. We've just met him today for the first time. He's been up all night because he realized that he left his passport in Ballarat, which is like, he just finished up doing like a $600 Uber to go get his passport. But he's good spirits and he's a funny character.
Ooh.
And he's got stories for days, so very excited to be doing New Zealand with him.
I met someone from Ballarat earlier this year, and I hear it's quite like a bogan stronghold.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's a good place. It's not too shabby. Like, they got good parts about it, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And is this going live all around?
We're live in Dunedin, my friend.
Dunedin. Yeah, sweet. Groovy.
Oh, man. Have you visited Dunedin before?
What was that?
Have you been to Dunedin before?
I think possibly. We did some uni shows around New Zealand years ago. But, yeah, I'm unsure.
Because I saw on that Under the Radar interview that you said your favorite band was The Clean. Now, I want to know, are you well into that sort of Dunedin soundy kind of music?
Not really. Like, yeah, know very little like about New Zealand bands. There's one that I really like, another one that I really like called The Caveman. and they moved over to Melbourne. They're still doing bits and bobs, but that's more like rock and roll garage stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, keen to see the supports that we have on this tour. Yeah, so the booker over there has organized most of them, and yeah, trust his opinion. So yeah, super excited to see what's happening over there, music-wise.
Yeah, it'll be really, really exciting. Now, this is your not your first time coming to New Zealand. Do you have any things in mind that you want to do while you're here?
I don't know. What do you recommend?
You're going pretty much through all the major population centres and then some, right? You're going through, like, Taupo as well and Raglan. Yeah. Anything to do in Dunedin? If you have time, go check out some of the beaches if you like beaches. I think there's a place in town called the Museum of Natural Mystery you might like if you're a fan of kind of characters.
Yeah, groovy.
You might enjoy that a fair amount. And yeah, there's a fair amount of really, really solid bars. You can't really go wrong for bars here in Dunedin. We've got some cool places.
Oh, sounds great.
Yeah, it's good, man. You're going to be playing most of your album Beer Baby at these shows, I hear. What's the best Australian beer, in your opinion?
Melbourne Bitter's pretty good. It changes per season, you know. You can't be drinking Melbourne Bitter when it's too hot. You got to go for like a Queensland beer, like Great Northern. Yeah, it varies. Time and place, just like music.
Do you like your beers sort of straight up, like your simple lagers, or are you more of a crafty kind of person?
As long as it's wet. Pretty much all it has to be for me.
Fair enough. Do you have any thoughts on New Zealand beer?
What's your biggest brand?
I think biggest might be DB Export, DB Draft, or Spates, if you're familiar with those.
I think we had Spates last time.
Space is fine. It's all right.
Never heard DB before.
Oh, real. True. DB's pretty popular here. What else is popular? Tui is also very popular here. But I would say, if you're looking for a very good brewery, you can't go wrong with Emerson's. They're pretty solid. Or I think there's actually Emerson's in Melbourne, funnily enough. There's all sorts of really delicious beers over here. But yeah.
We'll check that out for sure.
It should be super, super exciting. Anyway, I'll let you get to your flight, which I assume is happening very soon.
Yeah, happening real soon.
Nice. Do you have any final words for our lovely listeners out there today, Jake?
Make it out to the show tomorrow in Dunedin. It's gonna be a blast, and you gotta witness this guy that we're bringing, Slim Krusty. It'll be something else. The whole night would be great.
I mean, it sounds like a real dose of goodness for Australian goodness for the cold Dunedin, New Zealand South. So thank you very much for coming on the program. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having us, Zach.
Thanks, man. All right, folks, that was Jake Dingo from Drunk Mums coming on to talk about their tour, which is happening very, very soon. In fact, it's happening tomorrow in Dunedin. You can go find tickets at undertheradar.co.nz if you'd like to buy a ticket to go see the Drunk Mums, Lord Rochester, and Slim Krusty. We're going to play Livin' at Night from Drunk Mums' record Beer Baby, which came out last year. You are indeed listening to The One. Do not touch that dial.
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.